journal entries, example accounting entries, memorization, contra accounts, trial balance presentation, and summary. Journal entries. Each transaction in accounting has a debit and credit side. Yet, the user of accounting software can be unaware of this because the entries are mostly automatic. Journal entries are the mechanism of how accounting transactions are manually entered using debits and credits. Every journal entry first displays debits and then credits for the purpose of consistent presentation. But as long as the total debits and credits are equal, the entry will still work regardless of order. Journal entries will have a date that the transaction takes place, description, and amounts. Journal entries are often referred to as adjusting journal entries, or AJEs, as they adjust the accounting record. Adjusting journal entries are commonplace to make corrections. Entries are also made for non-cash transactions, such as depreciation and amortization. Journal entries can incorporate more than one account, as long as the sum of debits equals the sum of credits. For example, recording a cash asset sale of depreciated machinery for a gain would require increasing cash with a debit, removing the accumulated depreciation with a debit, removing the asset with a credit, and increasing gain on sale of asset with a credit. Entries can quickly become complicated, but make performing adjustments possible. Memorize rule. Journal entries first record debits, then credits. Memorize rule. Journal entry debits equal credits. Example accounting entries. Transfer $15,000 from savings to checking. Entries. Increase cash in checking. Debit cash in checking, $15,000. Reduce cash in savings. Credit cash in savings, $15,000. Receive $1 million from issuing common stock. Entries. Increase cash. Debit cash, $1 million. Increase common stock. Credit common stock, $1 million. Make $300 credit sale. Entries. Increase accounts receivable, AR. Debit AR, $300. Increase revenue. Credit revenue, $300. Collect cash for $300 sale. Entries. Increase cash. Debit cash, $300. Decrease accounts receivable, AR. Credit AR, $300. Receive $250 internet bill for May, the last day of May, but not due until June. Entries. Increase internet expense. Debit internet expense, $250. Increase accounts payable, AP. Credit AP, $250. Pay $250 internet bill for May in cash at the end of June. Entries. Decrease accounts payable, AP. Debit AP, $250. Decrease cash. Credit cash, $250. Record $7,000 of depreciation expense. Entries. Increase depreciation expense. Debit depreciation, $7,000. Increase accumulated depreciation. Credit accumulated depreciation, $7,000. Receive $1,000 of cash revenue and pay $200 cash for meals and entertainment, assuming no beginning balances in the accounts. Entries. Increase cash. Debit cash, $1,000. Increase revenue. Credit revenue, $1,000. Increase expense. Debit meals and entertainment expense, $200. Decrease cash. Credit cash, $200. Result? Ending cash, $800 debit. Ending revenue, $1,000 credit. Ending expense, $200 debit. Ending debits, $800. Ending credits, $800. Memorization. Typically, debits and credits explanation diagrams start with assets. Assets increase with a debit. Expenses also increase with a debit. Therefore, assets and expenses both increase with a debit and decrease with a credit. Liability, equity, and revenue decrease with a debit and increase with a credit. Debits and credits mnemonic, memory aid. You may use this debits and credits mnemonic to memorize how to increase and decrease accounts using debits and credits. Debit cash up, credit down. Other side now, flip around. I got revenue credits, expenses as debits. Debit left, credit right, balance sheet so tight. Debit cash up, credit down. Other side now, flip around. I got revenue credits, expenses as debits. Debit left, credit right, balance sheet so tight. Debits and credits mnemonic explained. Debit cash up, credit down. Assets increase with a debit and decrease with a credit. Other side now, flip around. The other side of the balance sheet is liabilities and equity, which increase with the credit and decrease with the debit, the opposite or flip of assets. I got revenue credits, expenses as debits. Revenue increases with credits and decreases with debits. Expense increases with debits and decreases with credits. Debit left, credit right, balance sheet so tight. Debits are on the left side of the T account and credits are on the right side of the T account. Total debits always equal total credits on the balance sheet. Contra accounts. Contra accounts are exceptions to the rule and will increase and decrease in the opposite manner as regular accounts. Asset contra accounts include allowance for doubtful accounts and accumulated depreciation. Asset contra accounts increase with the credit and decrease with the debit. There are also infrequently used contra equity and contra liability accounts, which increase and decrease in the opposite manner as regular equity and liability accounts. Treasury stock is a contra equity account that increases with the debit and decreases with the credit. Bond discount is a contra liability that increases with the debit and decreases with the credit. These are generally advanced accounting topics and are only relevant for large publicly traded companies. Contra accounts serve to indirectly reduce regular accounts. The accumulated depreciation contra account increases over time as depreciation expense is recorded. Let's say a business purchases a truck for $50,000 cash. Truck asset increases $50,000 with a debit, and cash decreases with a $50,000 credit. In order to show the decrease in value over time, depreciation expense is recorded. Take, for example, depreciation expense recorded at $10,000 a year. Instead of directly reducing the truck asset value, depreciation will be increased with a debit and accumulated depreciation increased with a credit. The asset is presented as a positive debit and the accumulated depreciation as a credit that appears as negative. After recording the depreciation expense, the truck asset account is $50,000 and the depreciation contra account is $10,000 in a negative format. When combined, the net asset value of the truck will be $40,000. Assets minus accumulated depreciation. The original $50,000 is therefore maintained in the accounting record until the business no longer has the truck. Trial balance presentation. The equation asset debits equal liability credits plus equity credits forms the balance sheet. When the balance sheet is prepared for financial statement purposes, regular accounts will be positive. The same account totals may also be presented on an accounting trial balance in the form of debits as positive numbers and credits as negative numbers. Under this accounting presentation, the sum of all debits and credits will equal zero. In the trial balance, revenue credits will appear as negative numbers in brackets, such as 1,000 negative in brackets of revenue, and expenses will appear as positive numbers, such as 200,000 of expense. To figure a profit or loss, the revenue credits of negative 1 million are added to the positive 200,000 of expense debits, resulting in a negative 800,000 or 800,000 in brackets. Under the system of debits and credits, the resulting 800,000 in brackets represents net income and will be recorded to retained earnings. The 800,000 will be debited, resulting in closing the income statement, and the other side of the transaction will be an 800,000 credit to retained earnings. The income statement shows net income positively, the opposite of the trial balance presentation. Summary. Understanding debits and credits is fundamental for accounting professionals. Other users of financial information, such as business owners and lenders, may never need to apply the concept. To learn more in practice, find more resources at accountingplay.com. To quiz yourself and learn differently, download The Accounting Game, Debits and Credits, the free app for iPhone and iPad designed to teach in a game format.